listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon Prime will be asked to invest more in local content as a part of a major boost for our arts, entertainment and culture sector. The PM has unveiled a nearly $300 million package to help revitalise the industry over the next 5 years. Anthony Albanese says the centrepiece will be a new investment and advisory body, Creative Australia, which will focus on four key areas, including music and literature.
This is about our soul. This is about our identity. It is so important because it's about who we are and being able to express ourselves and about our quality of life.
A group of high-profile Indigenous Australians have grouped together to launch a No campaign ahead of this year's Voice to Parliament referendum. The group, including former Deputy PM John Anderson, is running the slogan Recognise a Better Way. It says the opposition leader accepts an invitation to this week's working group meeting for a briefing on the proposal. The man who's confessed to abducting Cleo Smith has faced court again and admitted to obstructing police. Terence Darrell Kelly has received a fine for the incident just hours after his arrest at Carnarvon Police Station. He's yet to be sentenced for the kidnapping. In good news, a boy injured in the deadly SeaWorld helicopter crash has been cleared of serious brain injury and has begun speaking. 10-year-old Nicholas Tadros was placed in an induced coma after the crash that claimed four lives, including his mother. In sport, tennis star Novak Djokovic has shown off his new trophy after claiming his 10th Oz Open title last night. Djokovic says he faced a few challenges in the lead-up to the Open.
I thought that I'm not going to be able to play the tournament, to be honest with you, especially in the early rounds. And then all of the things that were happening off the court that were posing a great challenge.
Socceroos coach Graham Arnold has signed on for another term in charge. And former Collingwood Premiership player Craig Kelly has been announced as the club's new CEO.